You're listening to Marka Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, and our beloved youth, and the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, Barakah Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved Master. Nevertheless, our topic for tonight is Asma. Asma means the various names. You, the prospective Hujjaj, you should know what does Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Makkah, Kaaba. What does it mean? Every person should know what does Makkah mean and the surroundings. And you will have to get accustomed with all that. So tonight we will discuss all that inshallah in detail. And before we get into the topic, few announcements. Number one, all of us going for Hajj inshallah, South Africans, African, wherever you are listening, first thing, let us rectify our intention. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Complete your Hajj and your Umrah solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. This is a journey of love. Remember that. Second one, all you brothers, sisters, I can only appeal to you. When we were there in Makkah, with Allah's help several times, we should try and convince all the brothers, sisters, please don't make intention for 5-day Hajj. Make intention for 6-day Hajj. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, khudhu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions of Umrah and Hajj and so forth and so on. Study Hajjatul Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the 12th, the second day of pelting all 3 jamarat, people just run away. But we advise them, please stay. We are here. We're not going anywhere. Everything is arranged. Our South Africans, I ask them, that why you want to run away? They say, all the chows will get finished. Now, how can you leave because the food will get finished when all the food is there? I ask them, other chef, why are you running away? He says, no, there will be no imam here. I say, I'm here. We'll get our maulanas, imams and so forth. So like that, we had to convince them, and alhamdulillah, it picked up momentum, and many brothers from other agents would come to our tents. So I appeal to you, O prospective Hujjaj of Baitullah, make intention for 6-day Hajj. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. If you go away after 2 days pelting, 11th and 12th, you pelted all 3 jamarat, symbolic shaitan, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. There's no sin. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ. And whosoever stays for the third day, the 13th of Zulhijjah, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. That's a sign of your taqwa and your piety. We go for Hajj once in a lifetime normally. So don't just perform Hajj and Umrah, brother, sister. Perform a quality Hajj. Perform such a Hajj which Almighty Allah is informing us. Chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, fattabi'uni, then follow me, imitate me immaculately. Imitate me, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And your sins will be forgiven. So all of you going for Hajj, I appeal to you once again, from now, make your intention pure. We will be going and performing 6-day Hajj, inshaAllah. Next one, remember, you must have a will. See, our Maulana Yusuf Banji, rahimahullah, he went to Bangladesh for itikaf. He came back, he was on his way home, and in the plane he passed away. So many things can happen. That we just suddenly pass away in Medina Munawwara, or Makkah Mukarrama, or Mina Arafat. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. O Muslim, O Muslimah, you should not allow more than 2 nights to pass, but your will and your last testament should be written already. We let 10, 20, 30 years go, and suddenly the person passes away, and he passes away, there's no will, then he passes away, she passes away, intestate. Intestate means there's no will. And then the law of the land will apply. How many problems you created for yourself, how many problems you created for your family, because obviously nothing will happen according to Sharia. So think properly. Every one of you going for Hajj, sort out your world. You got 1, 2, 3 weeks before your departure, inshallah. Sort out everything immediately. And the last announcement is this. Many of us going for Hajj, I'm not going. So when I use the word us, remember, it's just to give you encouragement. I'm sitting here. Local is lekker, you see. So I sit quietly in South Africa. We will participate in whatever is happening, all the programs, inshallah. So the point I'm making, when we go for Hajj, make sure. There are some people, maybe we had an argument, dispute, and now we're not talking to them, and now we're going for Hajj. Leave who's right, who's wrong. You are going for Hajj. So you go, contact that person by phone, by email, SMS, whatever it is, and say, I'm going for Hajj. I want to go with my slate clean. I don't want no malice, rancor, hatred in my heart. Hence, I ask you for forgiveness. If you do that, Allah will elevate you and elevate your rank and status. Remember that. And more so, if it is our close family, daughter-in-law not speaking to mother-in-law, son not speaking to father, father not speaking to mother. In Tawallaytum, chapter 47, Surah Muhammad, verses 22-23, named after the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Tawallaytum, when you have authority, now we have a lot of wealth, we're flying with our degrees and our money and so forth, and tufsidu fil ard, we cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you severed the family ties. We look at the person and we turn our faces away. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, those are the people Allah curses them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ, Allah makes them spiritually deaf. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ, spiritually blind. So please, my brother, my sister, I appeal to you, I beg you, do the following that I just mentioned. And the last one, you like stories, so let us start with the story. Then I'll start with the topic. Don't worry, my eye is there on the watch. Today we got a lot of time. The night is young, as I say, you know. And Durban weather is nice also, mashallah. When we went to Sazda, I see darkness. But the Imam's name, Maulana Huzaifa Noor. So I made dua in Sazda, you know what I'm saying. رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا. Ya Allah, send your noor, Ya Allah. Our Imam's name is Huzaifa Noor. And here we went into darkness, you see. So Allah Jalla Wala, second rakat, second the sajda, the noor came back, subhanallah, you see. So that is what you must learn. Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So we have to beg Allah, and Allah will make decisions in our favor, inshallah. Our theme in this trip here is Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, Madina Munawwara, Ziyarat, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all that. So let's start with Makkah Mukarramah. All of you brothers, sisters, two stories quickly. You see, when we tell our South Africans, but they don't listen, you know. We tell them that, see, when we in Mina, you are first time Haji. Since pay, ask your agent, he'll tell you you must pay another 50,000 and 100,000. You know, it's everything crazy nowadays. Nevertheless, so there's one brother, he went out. Now he got lost. He doesn't know where he is, no east, west, north, south, nothing. But he remembered one thing, that in long time ago, where our camps were, that Al-Baik restaurant was nearby. You see. So he doesn't know Arabic. He goes to the police, and the police doesn't know English. So he goes to the police and he tells the police, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So police replies, Al-Baik, Allahumma, Al-Baik. So he says, Al-Baik, Al-Baik. So the police reply, Al-Baik, Allahumma, Al-Baik. So that is how they carry on. So you must learn Al-Baik before you leave here, South Africa. Remember that. How are you going to make Hajj without Al-Baik? Al-Baik, Allahumma, Al-Baik. Al-Baik, La Sharika, Laka, Al-Baik. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالنِّعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ was asked, أي حديث in Tirmidhi, authentic hadith, أَيُّ الْحَجِّ أَفْضَلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, which hajj is the best? And all of you first timers, you must practice on this. أَيُّ الْحَجِّ أَفْضَلْ قَالْ هِيَ حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ said, Al-ajju wa-sajju. Al-ajju, rafu shout. Raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. For who are you feeling shy? This is the slogan of the lover. I'm coming to your house, Ya Allah. Matayyarhu, I'm ready. Ana musta'id. Whatever you say, I'll do. You say walk, I'll walk. You say run, I'll run. You say sleep on the land and stand in Muzdalifah. I'm a millionaire, billionaire. I will do that lovingly, willingly and sincerely. That is the spirit we go forward, Hajj brothers, sisters. Second one, that remember you sisters, I'm appealing to you. If you haven't bought your husband's ihram or it, this week here, go buy the ihram. And every night before you sleep, tell husband, come on, before we sleep, put on your ihram. Because our South Africans, you know, some things I have to stand and explain to you. So you see that they wear ihram. Simple, I wear lungi, right? Now you guys, I don't know if you know lungi, sarong. What these guys wear in Malaysia and Indonesia. So anyway, so this is a white cloth. And then they wear that Velcro. So Velcro is permissible. You put your belt you're wearing for your trousers is permissible. So remember when they tell you that you can't use stitch clothes, it means that you must not wear normal clothing, your kurta, your izar, your shirt, your trouser, your underwear, that you can't wear. So everything else is fine. So now our South African, first time he's going to haram, he fastens his day in Makkah. Now he doesn't know how to fasten. Now you can see the guy when he walks like this, Mickey Mouse. You see? So, why? How are you going to make Safa Marwa when you got walking like this and so forth and so forth? So learn properly how to fasten ihram and all this. Otherwise, you will become the, you know, big problem there and so forth. So all these are your preparation, inshallah. You got it, brothers, sisters? Inshallah. Let's start now with our topic. This was introduction. Makkah Mukarrama has asma, various names, all enshrined, mentioned in the noble Quran. Bibatani Makkah. Does non-Muslim ask you, what is the meaning of Makkah? How many of us know? We all hear 100, 200, 500, 1,000 listening, whatever. So we all are Mr. Somebody, Madam Somebody. That somebody is a chairman, somebody is a secretary, somebody is a trustee, somebody is millionaire, somebody is Maulana, somebody is Maulana Hamza, Adam Ji, Sakari Sahib, someone is Maulana Ishaq there. MashaAllah, listen how they read. Bring tears to our eyes. And our Maulana Kaji. So everybody is somebody. So, but when we go there, Makkah, to crush us, to break us, all your artificial titles mean nothing. When you are here, you are not Master Somebody, you are Master Nobody. Say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is Makkah. To break us. I'm going to put you through your paces. And you make tawaf. The non-Muslims ask me on air, Tom, Dick and Mary, why you go round and round and round, you understand, the cube, they say. They see on the TV. I said, now you can't speak to them from Quran and Sunnah. I have to give answers from out of the box, like you see. So I say that, you see, my brother Tom, Dick and Mary, or my sister, that when your clothes are dirty, you place in a washing machine. And then it goes round and round and round, and it comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatuhu. Every one of you, hujjaj baytillah, from now, make the intention. This Hajj, I will make 50 tawafs. Not of Dawood Mota and Bin Dawood and this mall and that mall and leave all that shaitan business. I want to make tawaf of Baytullah 50 times. Hadith in Tirmidhi. If you make tawaf of Baytullah 50 times, you come out from your sins and vices so pure and cleansed like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. See? Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. He passed away in 77, 74. We were together Ramadan, Umrah, Medina, and all. And in 75, we're together in Hajj also. Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. Walau kariyal hasidun. You must remember that. So the point I'm making, I heard myself. What did Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri say? He said, Jawani ka alam tha. We were so young. Hum pahar se aate the. We used to come from the mountains nearby. And we used to perform 30s, 20s martaba tawaf yawmiya. Every day we used to make 32, 33 tawafs of Baytullah. If me and you try in this day and this age, 32, 33 tawafs, you will see our janazah will be like this. The crowd is so big, first of all. So you must remember this. So you must have a timetable. Makkah to crush. Pakkah. Ya Allah, main to gunegar hu. I'm a sinner head to toe. Almost every vice, every sin I have committed. But your love, you arhamul rahimeen, you akramul akrameen, you are ahkamul hakimeen, ya Rab. You invited me to Baytullah. You invited me to Diyar Mustafa. You invited me to the Haramain Sharifain. Bakka. Bakka, start crying, O Muslim. Every person who sees the Baytullah for the first time, the tears must roll down. And that is what Hajj is all about. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu came to Hajr Aswad. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Umar, innaka rajulun qawi. You are very, very strong and powerful. Don't push anybody. When you come here, this is the place, the dumu, and your tears must start rolling. You see, teaching a lesson to humanity and posterity. So my brothers, bakka, cry. We all should be thinking of all our sins. But Allah is who people praise us. They're not praising us, my brothers. They are praising the sifat and the attribute of Allah. Anta Sattar, Anta Al-Ghaffar. Ya Allah, you made Sattari, you covered all our vices. Today we are to you for Rahman. We are your Mehman. We are the Mehman of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Allah. Today we have come here, Ghaffar, to ask you for forgiveness. You are the only one we can ask for forgiveness, Ya Rab. Makkah, Al-Baladil Amin. Anywhere in the world you go, you have to look right, left. Makkah you go, and you engross with your ibadat and the love of Allah and the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You forget the date and you forget the day sometimes. So remember that the city of peace, the city of tranquility, the city of security. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. So that's what you will see there. Fourth one, أُمَّ الْقُرَى. It is the mother of all towns and all cities. I'm in the plane, I'm in the ship, I'm in South Africa with all the potholes. We have to face the nucleus of this world and this planet. And that is Makkah Mukarramah. Why is called Umm al-Qura? When our beloved mother is alive, then we want to make Eid with mother. We want to go to the big house because she's the magnet of that family. Mother is gone to Nurani Batti Chalegi. How many of us, our mothers are both? And today we remember them. And we cry also, although we have our own children. So, Ummul Qura, the Meg that it is, remember that. Speaking of magnet, look at the next name. Ma'ad, Masaba. What is Ma'ad, Masaba? I went to Dubai, I went to London, I went to Moscow, I went here, I went to China. How many countries we went? We went once, twice, third time. We get fed up. We don't want to go again. But we go Makkah Mukarramah. We go Madinah Munawwara. We can't even speak the language. And the heat is 50 degrees. June, July, Kabina Bulai. You know? So what is Ma'ad? That Ya Allah, bar bar haziri nasib farma dijiye. Ya Allah, take me for Umrah again. Ya Allah, take me for Hajj again. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi, Murana read now, go to sitare thi. That Sahaba were the stars, the beacons of light. So what they did? He performed, go study Asma'ur Rijal. We are the only people on the face of this earth. You go ask any person of any religion, we prepare to challenge them. The people who wrote the Bible and then none of them met Jesus. Go ask Luke, go ask Matthew, go ask Mark, go ask Tom, Dick and Harry, not one of them met Jesus. In ours, remember that we have the whole vocabulary and the whole dictionary and the whole lexicon called Asma'ur Rijal wal Nisa and the awlad and children of Sahaba who met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Isaba fi tamyizi Sahaba ibn Hajar took him 40 years, they say ulama have written, to compile that work. What a masterpiece. Some ulama wrote less, some ulama wrote. Whatever it is, so Abdullah ibn Umar's brief profile, he performed 65 Hajj. 65 Hajj. وَأَعْتَقَ أَلْفَ أَبْدٍ وَأَتَمَرَ أَلْفَ مَرَّةٍ. He liberated 1,000 slaves and performed 1,000 umrahs. How did he do that? Up and down from Medina Munawwara. And where is he buried? He's not buried in a cemetery in Medina Munawwara. He's not buried there in the cemetery in Makkah Mukarramah. Ayna Abdullah ibn Umar. So where is he buried radiallahu anhu? One day, I was performing tawaf. So somebody in front was doing something foolish, you know. You know how people do crazy things. They're a foreigner. I tapped him, said, not permissible this. This is Baytullah, you know. Don't do these kind of things. But very gently. Like. What we know, who's at the back, we don't know. So the sheikh at the back tapped me. Who are you? So I just looked, I said, Abdul Qadir. Said, when fain from, I said, Junubi. Said, you must meet me there after tawaf. And subhanallah, ahlan wa sahlan. We finished tawaf, read salat, I waited, he came. He said, see, I'm a muhadir, I'm a lecturer at Ummul Qura University, big shot. And I liked what you did. So tomorrow, you meet me there. He told me some hotel place, whatever. You must meet me there 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to show you all the places around Makkah. No agent, nobody will take you. Said, Ahlan wa sahlan, big sheikh. You're doing me a favor. So he took me to Abdullah ibn Umar's grave. Where is Abdullah ibn Umar buried radiallahu anhuma? Outside Makkah, an Arab's house is there in front, and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma is buried there. Where and where Sahaba are buried radiallahu anhuma? Like that. So many other places, but Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So nevertheless, let's go on. So now what do you find? That he, Abdullah ibn Umar, performed 1,000 umrahs. From Medina Munawwara, up and down, 1,000 umrahs. Liberated 1,000 slaves. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was a tabi'i successor. He met Sahaba, Anas bin Malik, and them performed 55 hajj. Piran-e-Pir, Hazrat Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, performed Hajj from Iraq 50 times. No plane, no all these gadgets we got, and helicopters, nothing. You walk, you go on a mode of transport, whatever is available, donkey, horse, camel, whatever you find, or you walk. So why they had to go so many times, I ask you, everybody knew Hajj is compulsory once. Imam Abu Hanifa is a faqih. They asked him, Imam Sahib, Hajj is compulsory once or how many times? He said once. For what you have to go every year? Isn't it better you give money to the poor? This question was posed to Imam Abu Hanifa. He said, see, what you are saying is true. But there's one ayat in the Quran. It tells us, when you perform Hajj, you perform Umrah, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. In this world, you will witness the nafa, the benefit, the gain that's accruing to you. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. I used to practice on those, mashallah. But now, you know, circumstances have changed. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْأُمْرَةِ. After Umrah, perform Hajj. After Hajj, perform Umrah. Umrah, Hajj, Umrah, Hajj, Hajj, Umrah, like that. You say your money, فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْإِثْمَ وَالْفَقْرَ. It will remove your poverty, and it will remove and erase your vices and sins also. Hadith rawahu al-Tirmidhi, Imam Tirmidhi. So brothers, we must have that walwala. We must have that zeal, enthusiasm. Makkah, Bakkah, Baladul Amin, Umm al-Qura, Ma'ad, Bar, take us again and again and again, and take us last time, Ya Rab. Take us to Medina Munawwara, take us to Makkah Mukarrama, and make that our madfan, that we pass away there. Man istata'a minkum an yamuta bil Madina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Whosoever can pass away in Medina Munawwara, you should make that intention. Go open Bukhari Sharif. Over the Fazail of Medina, the last Imam Bukhari mentions the dua of Sayyidina Umar. When he said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. And let me pass away there in Makkah, in Medina Munawwara. Today Allah accepted his dua, even greater. He's buried right next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq. See, brothers, lessons. Now let's go further. The cloth. Me and you call ghilaf. Ghilaf means cover. So you call kiswa. What do you call the proper? Kiswa. So kiswa means the cloth. Kiswa musharrafa. So that is what is called. All of you who judge baitillah, make note of this, mental note, or write it down. I will send out the podcast before I sleep tonight, inshallah. So remember this, that when you go outside Makkah, you call that area there, you must remember Nuzha. What you call? Nuzha. So you must go there to Nuzha, and you will see Masna'ul Kiswa. The Kiswa factory, the Ghila factory. In the 70s, 80s, early 80s, we used to go, so it is to give you pieces of gold also from there, you know that. But that portion hasn't touched the Baytullah as yet. Everything was hand done. Now everything is machine done, quick. That time used to take them 1 year almost to prepare everything hand. So you must remember that. So my brothers, their sisters, children, if you're going worth, you must go there. Something worth seeing. And next to it is Ma'rizul Haramain al-Sharifain. So you must remember, it's all free of charge, no money involved. Your agent is not going to take you there. Agent got too busy. You must remember that. Nigile Mali, then finish. You give the money, you'll see, don't worry, don't trouble us now. You see, the agents, there was some charity, they're running a business, you know. So you must remember this type of thing. They'll tell you, buy, that is not part of the package. You understood? So that is how they work. So no agent I know will take you there. We all make our own arrangement. When I used to go, I used to take Hajis there. I see, we'll arrange our bus, we go, don't worry. So you go there, then what you will see, everything that is olden things, the old golden door of the Baytullah, the old, you must remember that, Mezab-e Rahmat, the old Ghilaf, the old Kiswa, or the oldest item you will see there, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhuma, see how he passes away. He comes to his mother, Asma. Asma is the elder sister of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu. He tells his mother, I'm going now. You must make dua for me. Asma radiallahu anha. See what's happening in Gaza. They read these stories, children like this, small children. And see, you ask them. They say, my father is gone, I'm not crying. My mother is gone, I'm not crying. They shuhada, they feel jannah, inshallah. The world cannot understand that. Go see what is happening in American universities. Encampment, they call it. You know what is encampment? Non-Muslim, jutlas. So born in Israel, and they are there. They say, Viva, Viva, Palestina. Viva, Viva, Palestina. From the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. And it's gathering momentum everywhere. You must remember in America, 15 universities till today already doing this. So this is when they see all these young soldiers, they draw inspiration from this. He goes to his mother, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, and he says, I'm going. It's our last mulaqat. You know what is going to happen. A mother bidding farewell to her son. And what she says, she tells Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu, Ya Abdullah, my son, Inna shata la tata'allam ba'd al-insilakh. When you have a goat and a sheep, you know Qurbani is coming just now, so 2 months time, less than 2 months, when you slaughter the goat and the sheep, and then you start removing the skin and the hide, then the goat sheep does not feel any pain. Let them do whatever they want to you, but you are going from where you got my du'as, you'll be radiallahu anhu arda. That's his last conversation with his mother. Oh, Hujjaja Baytillah, how can it be? We are in Mecca, we never went to the graveyard. Our mother, Sayyidah Khadija, radiallahu anha, is buried there. If I was there, I should take you to the grave where Abdullah ibn Zubayr is buried, and where Asma is buried, mother and son, they're buried next to one another, opposite one another. So how can we not know these things? How do we appreciate what sacrifices they made for us? So Abdullah ibn Zubayr, I'm telling you about Ma'rizul Haramain Sharifain, that is on the outskirts there at Nuzha. So you go, you don't need guide, nothing, everything written in Arabic and English. And then you will see there, the oldest item there, Abdullah ibn Zubayr become a martyr in the year 73 after Hijrah. He rebuilt the Kaaba Musharrafah with 2 doors, one for Dukhul and one for Khuruj, one for entry and one for exit. So this one pillar was there in the Kaaba Musharrafah in the year 70-71. That pillar you will find there in that museum, the oldest item. How many of us went to Baytullah? How many of us went to Kaaba Musharrafah? But we know all the malls and these things don't interest us, you understand? So I took you there. Let's go now next. We're going to go to Mina. No, you're going to go to Azizia. Now we got another story, you know. So the last first Zul Hijjah, come on. Everybody must move now. Now we have to go to Zul Hijjah. From there, Makkah, we have to go to Azizia. If you pay another 10,000, 20,000, okay, we'll move you on the 4th of Zul Hijjah. You want to stay till 8th Zul Hijjah, you have to pay another 50,000. A lot of stories there nowadays, you must remember. So anyway, you go to Azizia. Azizia is a suburb of Makkah Mukarram. So remember, that is part of the Haram. Haram, you'll drive BMW. Children, you like stories. You're catching fish here. Come here near me, you 3 children. Come here. Which car? Last time I asked you. Which car you like? Quick now. BMW. You? Tell me which car you like. You? You also BMW. And you? You also BMW. What it means BMW? What it means BMW? Be my wife? What? You don't know. How? When you grow up, you can't go with a small car. They'll tell you, no, we don't want you. You can be Saleji or Padia. No. No good. You must come with a BM. They say, now, Lungile. You see? Be my wife. In this time. So look like Saleji Padia's crowd this. So anyway, you must remember. So you children must remember this incident here. So Azizia, our people go there. There is a big jawl going on. The women are walking around, you must remember, no scarf, some of them, and he's just walking. The men walking around with their short pants and all that, you know. I saw all this in Azizia. In the hotel there, now imagine you running around with short pants right inside the haram. BMW. What is BMW, Maulana? BM, M3, 3M. You all know better than me all these stories. What is the haram? Haram is M3, 3M. Makkah is haram. Mina is haram. Muzdalifah is haram. You got it? Arafat is out of the haram. So remember M3, 3M. Then you can think of BMW and be my wife and all these things. Yeah. So that is haram. As easy as haram, my sister. My brother, how can you? I saw guys walking with their underwear in front of the woman and all. What is wrong? You say, no, Anahur, I'm free now, man. I'm no more in Makkah, I'm in Azizia. See what Allah says, my brother. See what Allah says, my sister. And this is the message I give to the Saudis who are running the show today. MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan and all. We don't have to curry favor with anybody, remember that. I told you 1,000 times. Nor with any person, nor with any country, any politician or government organization. So remember, Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 22, verse 25. Wa may yurid, whoever makes irada, just intention, bi ilhadin, of deviation, bi zulmin, of oppression, nuzikhu min azabin alim. We will punish him with such a horrible, terrible, just on intention. What about the crime we perpetrate? We in Azizia, the sisters running around in their nightie. The brothers running around just like it with short pants. I say, bhai, bhaji, you're 80 years old, 70 years old, you got short pants. He say, bo garmi luggage. Sir. Say, bo garmi luggage. I don't ask him, ka garmi luggage? Andar kabar. You know, so you must remember. You know, so you must. Characters, man. You mustn't. I don't say all, but this is what happens. We feel we're out of Makkah, Anahur, I can do what I want to. You can't do what you want to, you're in the haram. Just to make intention of a vice is considered a major sin. You know Abdullah ibn Abbas was like this. These small, small youngsters. Hadith in Bukhari, Sharif. Abdullah ibn Abbas, when he, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, performed Hajj, the word comes in Bukhari, Sharif, lam yahtalim, he was not baligh, he was not mature. 3 months after that, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made parda, the demise of the master took place. He wasn't badi, 99%. One occasion, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so elated, delighted, come here. He took Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and embraced him. And then made special dua. Allahumma faqtihu fi deen. Ya Allah, give him deep, profound knowledge of the deen of Islam. And وَعَلِّمْهُ التَّعَوِيلُ and teach him the interpretation, meaning of the noble Qur'an. He became Ra'isul Mufassirin. He became Bahrul Ulum. Sayyidina Umar used to call him in the Mashura, senior Sahaba, 60, 70, 80 years old. He's 15 years old, 60. He used to ask Amirul Mu'minin, Mar, what is this fatah? What is this youngster doing here? Sayyidina Umar used to keep quiet. When he used to ask, what is the tafsir of this verse? What is the meaning of this verse? He would ask everybody, last he would ask him, Ma ra'yuka ya fata? What you say, O youth? And then he would start. Bahrul ulum la sahila lahu. Such knowledge Allah blessed him with. But that sahabi, a rasul, would not stay in Makkah. People asked him, Ya Abdullah, why you don't stay in Makkah? Your students are here, Mujahid is here, Qatada is here, Taus is there. All these were the giants who took tafsir from him. Said, I can't stay here. He said, but why? Said, Wa may yurid fihi bi ilhadi bi zulmin tuziqu min adabin alim. If I just make intention of a wrong, Allah will take me to task. Hence he passes away in the year 68, there in Taif. And Muhammad bin Hanafiya, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, who's a tabi'i successor who met Sahaba, performed his salatul jama'ah. The adab, the respect they had for Makkah Mukarram. Carry on. We're taking you now to Makkah, then we go to Mina. Why is Mina called Mina? So Mina is called Mina because there the blood is flowing. Mimmaniyi yumna. Quran speaks of this word, very similar. Husband, wife meet, and then what happens? You have many courses, you see. You have 6-course meal, 8-course meal, 9-course, and the last course is intercourse. You understood, children? No, man, you must close your ears. Children, they want BMW story, you understood? So, when you do all these kind of things, you must remember that intercourse with the wife is ibadat also. What's wrong with you? So you must. So the money comes out in Yumna and it spills. So there in Mina, the blood spills. You see. So therefore, it's called Mina. I told you, Ayyul Hajji Afdal Al Ajju, raise your voice. Labbaik Allahumma As-Sajju. And that is Iraqatul Dam. All of you going first time for Hajj, just forget all about Ifrad Hajj and Kiran Hajj. All that is too difficult for you. You'll stay in the Ihram for 2, 3, 4 weeks. We can do that. You can't do that. We used to it. You can't even sit properly. You know, stood in the Ihram and sit this way and that way and three problems. So I used to always tell them, bye, sit properly in the Ihram. We don't want to see your bioscope and all this type of thing. You understood? Yeah. So brothers, you must be clear on these issues here. So that is Mina, Arafat. What is Arafat, my brothers? Nabi Adam alayhi salam, this is history. This is not Quran, Sunnah, this is history. Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Sayyidah Hawa was sent out from Jannah, transferred. Iblis was expelled. For them, you say transferred. That is in the Quran. But the place where they went, this is history. So the historians say that Nabi Adam alayhi salam landed in Sri Lanka, Ceylon. They got a big mountain they call Adam's Peak, if you went there, Sri Lanka. I went twice. And if you go there to Jeddah. Jeddah, why Jeddah? Our grandmother is there. Sayyidah Hawa, she's buried there. They got a long qabr there. Whether it's true or not true, Wallahu A'lam, Allah only knows. You understand? But anyway, that's why Jeddah is there. So they walk now. Nabi Adam looking for his wife, wife looking for a husband. Like nowadays, that husband gets lost and wife gets lost and that how much we have to tell them, don't worry. Everybody will come back. You know, they say, no, my husband died. They say, never died. He'll come just now. You understand? So this type of thing, yeah. First thing in the woman will say, my husband died. You understand? I say, he never died. Inshallah, he will die afterwards, not now. You understood? So this type of thing. Then I say, come, five of us, we'll make dua, and then after 10, 20 minutes, 1 hour, he comes. I say, now? He said, no, alhamdulillah. You understand? So like that. So they look for one another, then they met one another in Arafat. Arafat, to recognize one another. But for me and you, another meaning will be appropriate, will be, Arafat will be, we recognize our sins and our vices. See, Hujjaj Baitillah, this is my mashura to you. Arafat, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Hajju Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. Wahad al-Hadith Ummul Manasik, Imam Tirmidhi wrote, that this hadith is the essence of your Hajj. To be in the state of Ihram, to be state of consecration, day in Labbaik, and you reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and you joining your Salat, and then the whole afternoon is Dua, Dua, and more Dua. Hujjaj Baitillah, this is my Mashura. Try and make one Khatmul Quran in Medina Munawwara. Try and make one Khatmul Quran in Makkah Mukarrama. When you come to Aziziya, you got enough time. Use your leisure time. And then you come to Mina, you read. The last 10, 20 surahs, Alam Tara downwards, Wad Duha downwards, last 22. Leave that for Maidan Arafat. When you come there, now you know you read your Zuhr Asr. I tell everybody combine the Salat. You understand? Why? That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah, the greatest students of Imam Hanifa, even though you're reading Salat in your camp and tent. Only Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah, says you must read separately. The choice is yours, but we advocate the Jama'ah, the combining. So nevertheless, 90% you should join us and others who don't want, then we have an imam for them. They read Zohar in Zohar time, Asr, Asr time. Anyway, that came in by the way. So before you start your dua, complete your Quran Sharif. Minal jinnati wan nas, and then you stand facing Qibla. Now you start your dua. I'm asking you, you in Arafat, you in Ihram, you just completed Quran Sharif, and tell me if your duas are not accepted. 4,000 angels minimum come to say Ameen. Allama Nawawi wrote in Kitab al-Azkar. You just completed the Quran. What an honor. We are love. We are your guest. The last Hajj we perform 20 We took the kalas out. I don't mean I took them out. They said, you know, you're just going to push my wheelchairs now. We told kala, wheelchair, no wheelchair. Please, you just go that side there. You will never get another Arafat like this. And we said, yeah, that is Arafat. We ask you for a few drops, and you sent a whole million, billion, zillion liters, ya Rab. So that is Arafat. So my brother is going for Hajj. Never, ever undermine. You must remember your Arafat. It comes once in a lifetime for most of us. Very few people go 5, 10, 20 Hajj and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat. But don't waste time. I saw people with my own eyes in Arafat playing cards. I saw own people there in Arafat. There they are. You must remember, still sleeping. He told me after 1 hour, I made all my duas. I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. You see, that is, you're not mentally prepared and so forth. You must remember. One sister, story time, children. These are not stories I make up. Those are what they call real stories, episodes, anecdotes. It's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we're there. So normally I just look around whoever needs some help and that, you know. Oh, I sleep a little bit and so. But my eyes must be awake also because they all rely on you. You know how it is. So one sister came to me. We never fought in the morning. Same of this, I want to ask you. I say, okay, you want to ask? No problem. She say, I want to make dua ye in Arafat. My mother-in-law must die quickly. My mother-in-law must die quickly. I do he jalli 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 jai. In Mehman, we say, matakut kalas even. Making ye so much nonsense. You know? So I said, man, we are all here for Hajj. Couldn't you turn the dua around and say, Ya Allah, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, increase the love between me and my mother. Couldn't you say that? Now you come here to Arafat and you worried about your mother-in-law and say she must die quickly. You know, is that right? I'm asking you. So you see people go with different agenda. Muzdalifa. What is Muzdalifa? To combine. So we're going to combine it. Right? Now 3-4 things I must end up. My time is coming up to the end now. So you must remember Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. You see, I came in first person, I met Mawlana Huzaifa. So he hugged me, saying salam. Oh, Hujjaj, Abaytillah, you won't get chance. But never mind, Allah will reward you. When in Ihram, you can't go to Hajar al-Aswad and kiss it. Remember that. Because they put itar and perfume there. So not permissible. So from far, you just raise your hand. When you're out of Ihram and so forth, and you get the chance, then you kiss it. When you kiss the Hajar al-Aswad, كَأَنَّهُ يُصَافِهُ يَدَ الرَّحْمَانِ It's like shaking the hand of Almighty Allah. My brothers go read. Sheikh Owama is in Turkey, Istanbul. His son-in-law is Sheikh Said Baghdash. I went to his house, and he was so happy. He gave me so many books. So you must remember, he's got a book, the Tariq and the Fazail of Hajar al-Aswad. He's got a book on the Fazail of Zamzam and so forth. When we were his children's age, Allah give our teachers Jannat al-Firdaus. They told us Zamzam means stop. When I read the book, it's not stop. That's wrong there. Zamzam means al-ma'ul kathir, abundant water. Till today he's not stopping. You see that, brothers? So that's the meaning of Zamzam. Hajar al-Aswad, I want to end with this, my brothers. Today, people speak, they see how good the Shias are. They're helping our brothers. I'm not saying, no, they're helping. Whether it's Hezbollah, or whether it is Ansarullah, whether it's Iran. But the helping does not make you a Muslim. I want to show you one incident which very few of you know. And if you want, the whole incident is documented in this book, Al-Hajar al-Aswad by Sheikh Said Baghdash. Pay attention. The year 317 after Hijrah. It's Monday. It's Yom Tarwiyah. The day, first day of Hajj. People came from Makkah to Mina. Tarwiyah means this, to quench the thirst. So they used to give their camels the means of transport, whatever, enough water, everything. And Nowadays, they put the diesel and petrol and oil, everything lungile. You know, everything must be tip-top, you know, gualisa. You see, like that. Fill it up. You see, that is your mood. When they came there, the Sunnis, Abu Tahir Karamiti. So the Karamita were in charge. But they knew their power is waning. So they said, before we lose complete power, let us do something. In one day, brothers and sisters, one day, 30,000 Sunnis, they massacred in Mecca the Shias, this Karamita, and the Sunni world doesn't know about it. Second crime they committed, they went to the Hajar Aswad and they smashed it with hammers and what have you, and they stole the Hajar Aswad. I don't know if any one of you went right close, with Allah's help, from 74 right till now, 2020 was my last trip. So many times we had opportunities and we went inside the Kaaba with Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy. So a lot of things happened. There's no time to tell you. If you take a close look at the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Kaaba means Makanun Murtafi, high building. That's what it means. If you take a close look at Hajar Aswad, you'll see small, small pearls inside. Hajar Aswad was one stone. So you must remember that. So how come it became like this, eight pearls? For 22 years, there was no Hajar Aswad. They stole it, the Shias, and they took it to Bahrain. Our Sunnis then negotiated, so forth, so on. They couldn't retrieve the whole Hajar Aswad. They retrieved these eight pieces or so, and they placed it there. You know, today people kiss the wife anywhere, peck on the neck, and here and there and everywhere. Sometimes they kiss in the wrong places also. But anyway, so you must remember these things, yeah? So, people just kiss anywhere there. They say, I kiss Hajar Aswad. Ask where you kiss. You say, I kiss the silver thing. You know, so the silver is not part of it. It's just to hold it there. So, you must remember, when you kiss, you must kiss one of those pearls there. Lisanun yantiku bihi. Hajar Aswad will speak on your behalf and intercede on your behalf on day of Qiyamah. Understand this. So, for 22 years, there was no Hajar Aswad. So they came to the ulama, what must we do? They said, then go to Hajar Aswad and just rub there. And then you put on your face or whatever, ayatabarraku bihi, they should take barakah. So that is your history of Hajar Aswad. Every way they stabbed us in our back, it's a separate topic. But this got to do with you. So you don't just kiss anywhere and say, I kissed and all these things there. You must know what you are kissing and what you are doing and so forth. Last message, my brothers, before you sleep tonight, we don't know who will wake up tomorrow, who will pass away tonight, Allah alone knows. So before you go and sleep, everyone, an humble appeal, read two rakat salat, read one surah Yasin, read one tabarak, and make dua for Ghazza al-Mubarak. Our Taliban, our Mujahideen, they took on 48 countries. And they said, we don't have a helicopter, we don't have a plane, but you, America, we're going to defeat you. They had their trust and yaqeen and conviction in Almighty Allah. Not only did they defeat the Russians when the Russians came, they brought the whole Soviet Union down. After that, you must remember, the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Inshallah, I'm alive today, tomorrow we're gone. This will happen bifadlillah wa rahmatihi wa judi wa karamihi. Our Ghazza mothers, sisters, children, babies giving their life for the sake of Allah's deen. Allah in ki shahadat ko zaya nahi farmayenge. Allah will not let their martyrdom go in vain, never. Hasha wa kalla. This will be the means of America. I've been twice there. The whole 50 states of America, they call United States, will disintegrate and start falling apart. Once they fall apart, Israel falls apart, your Arab temple dictators, traitors all fall apart. So that is the dua you must make. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. If there is no hidayat, you decimate and destroy them to pieces, Ya Rab. What they did to Ghazza, you do for them in their own country. And the tide is turning. Non-Muslims, millions and thousands are pro-Palestine today. They're looking for Yahya Sinwar. I sent it out today when I just landed in Durban. Yahya Sinwar spent 22 years in Israeli prison. He learned Hebrew language. He knows their tactics. They say, oh, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, says we're looking for the Sinwar. Sinwar came out of the tunnel, he's marshalling the troops outside now. That is the Mujahideen. They're not only in the tunnels. He built the greatest tunnels the world has seen. If you know the tunnels underground in Gaza is greater in size, in length and breadth than the whole of Tel Aviv put together. And they can't release one hostage. America, 60 countries plus are helping them, including the Arab countries. Can you believe that? Be sharam, be ghairat, be iman. That's what we call them. So I appeal to you, brothers. You can't continue business as usual. Waqt-e tulu dekha, waqt-e ghuroob dekha, ab fikr-e akhirat-e gunja ghuroob dekha. We saw so much of this world, and these children are giving, they're writing on the rocks and stones in Gaza. Ya Allah, this Ummat-e Muhammadiyya did not come and help us in our hour of need. Tomorrow what will we say? I'm asking you. We couldn't raise our hands and make dua for them. So my brothers, I beg you, my sisters, sit with your masoom children and say, make any dua in any language and let them say, Ameen, Ameen. So at least that much you can do. That is our contribution. If I go ahead, I have permission now. If there's one place I'll go straight to Palestine. But the Jutlas told me they'll never allow me. I went 5 times, 6 times I went, they told me no. You're too dangerous to go in. You're a security risk. I say, I don't have an AK-47. I say, they say, we know you don't have. I say, I only have AK-255. You know, AK-251. I told you, Ayatul Kursi, ayat number 255. AK-255. You got it? AK? Shake it off. Sharp lighting. You see? So you must read it. AK-255 we got. You see, they're very frightened for that. You understood? So you must remember this. So brothers, we make dua now. Before 9 o'clock, I must wrap up, inshallah. Tomorrow our program, we'll speak of Medina Munawwara. I want to speak many things, but now time is up. Of Makkah. So make dua. You don't just perform a hajj and umrah and ziyarat. You perform a quality hajj, a quality umrah, a quality ziyarat. اللهم اجعل حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لندبول. We'll make dua just now. We must thank all the trustees of all the various stations, the capital group of Murkus, and all the trustees of Ansar Radio, our Sirius FM, all the trustees, my brothers here, Dawood Munli, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, my brother Zamir Ibrahim, mashallah, he brought me here in record time, you understood. I think he knocked 2-3 robots also, I don't know. So Allah Ta'ala reward him and his brother Muhammad and all of them. So you must remember, Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. So let us turn, face Qibla, and we cry and beg Almighty Allah. At least that much we can do, brothers. And tonight, before you sleep, you, your wife and children, make 1-2 du'as every day and cry to Allah. Ya Allah, 201 days today have passed. And there's not one country in the world could do that. Not one Arab regime, not Muslim, no one. Allah gave them no helicopter, no plane. We're taking you on. We're going to beat you in your backyard. That's what he told them. Yahya Sinwar told them, today you're interviewing me, interrogating me. Tomorrow I'll be interrogating you. That's what he told the Jutlas. Go read his life. Go read his biography. And go see when the Jutlas hear his name, how they shake and so forth. We don't believe in one person. We say the whole Hamas. Take God for shortcomings. Take God for 101 false sins. We commit. What are we angels over? But look at what they did. They changed the whole landscape in the world. Remember this. So Allah Jalla Allah, forgive them, forgive all of us, and grant them victory. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi sanan alayk. Antaka ma athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka shukru kulluf. Walaka alhamdu kulluf. Walaka almulku kulluf. Biyadika alkhair. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين. اللهم اشدد وطأتك على جيوش إسرائيليين وأمريكيين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين. اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان لا سيما في غزة وفي سوريا وفي ليبيا وفي أفغانستان وفي برما يا رب العالمين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا يا الله. In our country there will be elections يا الله. Keep us under your safety security يا رب العالمين. فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. يا الله our brothers, our sisters, our children going for حج يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعل حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لن تبور يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين آمين. Whenever you make dua on your own also, then in the ending say Ameen, Ameen. Meaning, Ya Allah, humare dua ko kabool farma dijiye. Ya Allah, accept our duas also. Allah Ta'ala ki astaghfir.